الإسلام والنور. Terrorist elements have launched one of the deadliest attacks in the past couple of months on security forces in the Sinai Peninsula. Gunmen attacked checkpoints around Sheikh Zuwaid in the north of Sinai, killing both soldiers and civilians after engaging in clashes with the security forces.
These intermittent clashes between both will continue for some time, since Egypt is in fact declaring that it is against ISIS. And ISIS had declared as well that Egypt is a part of its MAP operations.
The Egyptian military spokesperson said that at least 15 militants were killed in the exchange of fire. The attack comes months after an intense army campaign in the area aimed at eradicating extremist groups who are believed to be ISIL offshoots. These militant groups have been regularly attacking security forces and facilities in the north of Sinai for 20 months since the removal of former President Mohamed Morsi from power.
And there is no end for terrorism in Sinai if any terrorism is prevailing there. So the non-transparency of the government concerning the fight in Sinai, leases some or reveals some fears about the future of Sinai.
The Egyptian government has designated Sheikh Zuwaid and Rafah areas in the northwestern part of Egypt as military zones and has demolished hundreds of houses near the border with Gaza as part of its security measures. This has resulted in a decrease in the number of terrorist attacks. However, it is still evident that extremist groups in the area maintain their fighting power. The battle between terrorist elements in the Sinai and the Egyptian army continues to rage on. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.